Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. We know that you come to this show if you listen to the live show for entertainment, hopefully, on your way home after a hard day's work. But hopefully you also come here for being the forefront of all things food. We would like to be considered sort of a very foodie show.
It's a culinary masterclass, this show, isn't it?
It is indeed. There's some wonderful humming going on in the background.
My five-year-old is in the studio with us there. She's singing whilst playing Minecraft. She's not even listening to the show.
It's wonderful. Let's not tell her to be quiet. Let's just...
She's talking to herself while she's building a replica of Absolute Radio's new studios.
I think that is absolutely beautiful.
But how do you feel about... and we'll talk about the food thing in a second. How do you feel about the fact that she's coming here, we're doing the live show, and she's played Minecraft and not listened to any of it? Just against what you were saying. But fine, that's fine. Each to their own. Maybe she's not interested in food.
Where do you stand on a Yorkie bar, first of all?
I love the purple Yorkie bars.
Mm-hmm. That's the nuts and raisins ones, yeah?
I love the nuts and raisins one. Yeah, I kind of like them. Yeah, you're a Yorkie fan?
I love a Yorkie. Love a Yorkie bar. I noticed yesterday they've become the latest chocolate bar to go away from their staple and experiment with a new flavour. You can now get Yorkie honeycomb.
See, you're a sucker for people fiddling around with the flavours.
I am, yeah.
Is this limited edition or for real?
No, I always think with these kind of things that they dabble to see if it sells, and if it goes for it, it's not a limited edition, they'll just keep doing that forever.
Haven't Crunchy kind of cornered the market on this?
That's my point, exactly.
Crunchy.
It's a very bold move to do a chocolate and honeycomb combo when there is a bar out there that does exactly that.
And it's good, it does it well, and it's been doing it for years, isn't it?
The more I think about this, I think if I was in the studio, I would just be playing Minecraft and humming.
Do you know what, I might get my tablet out and have a go now.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So how's everybody doing? Like I said earlier on, we're into week two of the Easter holidays, the school holidays. And in fact, we've got my middle daughter, little Thea, in the studio with us this evening over there.
UN observer.
She's like a UN observer. She's going to be doing news and sport just after five, so keep an ear out for that. I imagine a lot of people, like I said earlier on, a lot of people got kids in, work with them and all that kind of stuff. I've been doing a lot of peacekeeping between the sisters, to put it mildly, over the past couple of weeks. And I don't know if that happened to you, but I've started saying phrases that have made me convinced that I am genuinely starting to turn into my mum and dad.
It's so depressing. So depressing when it tumbles out of your mouth.
Well, because I can remember rolling my eyes and looking at my brother, like, get a load of my dad when he was coming out with this stuff when I was a kid. And now... I'm saying it without, like, it must be part of your DNA and it's always going to come through, do you know what I mean? So earlier on, I accused the kids of, and I quote, eating us out of house and home. Like, where the hell does that come from? Eating us out of house and home. So, I don't know, if anyone has done a parental classic recently that's made you convince that you're turning into your parents, tell us about
food-related one as well. The one that I do is, you can't be hungry, you didn't finish your tea.
Yes.
I always get told the whole, I'm hungry still. You can't be hungry, you didn't finish that.
If I was you, take it to the next level, throw in a little, there's kids in Ethiopia, they'll give the right arm for that.
Yeah.
That's what my mum used to throw in as well. Peter says, sorry, he's just texted now, Blackpool Illuminations.
That's another classic.
That is another classic. If you have used the parental phrase that is right out of the old school parenting textbook, handbook.
Here's a classic. I haven't done this one. I think this one is of its time.
I'm making notes here.
Jamie says, stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about.
That is proper old school. Yeah. Different times. Matthew said, this is a weird one. I'm standing here waiting like patience on a monument for you to brush your teeth.
Eh?
Don't know what that is.
Don't get that.
We went to the British Museum earlier on. Sounds like something you'd see in there. And Sean in Grimsby's been in touch to say, I use the phrase, I'm not trying to heat the neighbourhood, when my daughter left the door open when the heat was on. Yorkshire on Twitter says... I've actually said there's some choc ices in the freezer when the kids have asked for a 99 from the ice cream van. So some of these are like, oh, that is your parents. Other ones I'm actually making notes of.
I think that's inspired. And I think choc ices are a fantastic frozen snack and need to be consumed more.
Oh, absolutely. They're still a major thing. And this text here says, you've made a bigger bang than Oppenheimer slamming that car door. Dan has said that to his daughter, Lucia. He's added a sigh.
Right, Debs is hanging on. What's the one that you're using, Debs?
Put wood in a hole, we're born in a barn.
Put wood in a hole? What does that mean?
Put wood in a hole. It means shut the door.
Shut the door. I wonder where this was going for a second. What area of the United Kingdom is this come from?
It's Derby. It's Derbyshire, East Mids.
So our East Midlands listeners are nodding knowingly here, saying, yep, 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 that's yeah. one. And our Southern softies are just like, you what?
Put wood in hole.
Yeah. I like that, Deb. So I'm going to use that.
Thank you.
Paul Quinn says, he said, turn the lights off upstairs. We're not a landing strip, which is good. I'm going to use it.
This is good from David. You're either out or in. Stop running in and out.
These are amazing. 8, 12, 15 to text. You can call as well. We've got Mike on the line. Mike, what's the phrase you said recently?
Oh, yeah, when you pay the bills, you can choose, I mean, whatever.
give us a scenario, Mike. Give us a scenario where that's come up.
We could be shopping or sort of going away for the weekend, holiday or whatever. Oh, Dad, can we go? No, when you pay the bills, you can choose.
I like that.
Do you know what, Mike? I use that one as well. And I used to have that said by my dad, and I now get it. I used to get so annoyed with how I'd get told to sit in the lounge when I was watching telly. And it was always like, when you get your own house, you can behave how exactly you want, but this is my house.
Yeah.
And now, when he's over in my house, I will do all the things that irritated him as a kid. And it's like, this is my house now. This is my house.
You drawing on your own skirting boards is a bit of cutting your nose off to spite your face. But you've made a good point. The weird thing is, though, I mean, I would say this to both of you guys. Are you now able to do anything you want in your own house? Not really.
No.
I'm not in charge of my own house. No. You in charge of your own house, Mike?
Not a chance.
This phone call, in many ways, is a cry for help, but we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Quite a few people have mentioned when being asked for money that they've said to their kids they're not Rockefeller. And we talk about this a lot on the show in terms of, you know, what do you do with these old cultural reference points? Who do people say now when, if you've been asked for money and you haven't got it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not, because my mum and dad used to say that to me, I'm not Rockefeller. Who would you say now?
Who would be the modern person?
David Beckham, but that's kind of old in its own right, isn't it?
Even that's dated, yeah.
So if you've got an up-to-date cultural reference point for I'm not a millionaire.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Now, I want to get your verdict on something that I've seen today that I think is going to be right in your wheelhouse because you love a board game.
Love a board game and board game geek.
Scrabble being one of the games that has been around for the... Oh.
Scrabble.
What?
Just Scrabble.
Okay, we'll come back to this.
Tell me the thing, and then I'll tell you about Scrabble.
It's been around for 75 years, never changed the rules until now. They're bringing out a new type of Scrabble because they've discovered that Gen Z people don't like Scrabble being competitive.
Oh, I'm sick of Gen Z. Anyone else sick of Gen Z? Stop moaning.
Gen Z want a game where you can enjoy language, words and being together and have fun creating words. The new Scrabble is going to be double-sided. So you can have the traditional board, but on the other side is going to be a new Scrabble board that will have helper cards and a simple scoring system and be quicker to play, and you can compete in teams if you want and help each other.
That's making my neck go itchy with anger. It's so annoying. Why can't people just do stuff like they used to? Do you know what I mean?
What I've always liked about Scrabble is the arguments that come from it, as in, that's not a word, and like trying to argue and persuade other members of the family that, no, you do know that word. No, you don't need to get the dictionary. Honestly, trust me, that's a word. But knowing full well it isn't.
It's very competitive as well, isn't it? You think it's kind of a quaint kind of cup of tea kind of board game, but you know, people do really get into it. The problem I've got with it is just like, why would you want to play a game about spelling? Spelling's awful. Isn't it? I try my best in life to try and hide the fact that I'm not very good at spelling rather than making a game out of the damn thing. But I'm on their side. If people want to kick back against them doing this like Gen Z Scrabble.
Adam in Alton says, if you want a less competitive Scrabble, play Bananagrams. You heard of Bananagrams?
We got that. It's great.
Bananagrams? You like Bananagrams?
It's a zip-up banana with loads of, like the letters from Scrabble, but just in a bag. And I think you just got to like do it as quickly as you possibly can.
I like the sound of that. See, this new Scrabble, it's trying to make it easier. It'd be like saying in football, we're getting rid of goalkeepers because it's too hard to score a goal.
Yeah.
So there's a new version of football where there's no goalies.
Actually, I would actually like that for a bit as an Everton fan. Just let us have a goal. Let us have a goal for once. Your thoughts on this, please. 8, 12, 15, keep them coming in. Meanwhile, 5 Words, 5 Grand is back with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. It's the easiest game to play, speaking of games, and the hardest game to win. But it's guaranteed to get you out the door with a smile on your face. So join the Dave Berry Breakfast Show every morning when you wake up for your chance to win and wake up to a brighter morning with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
We did indeed go to the British Museum earlier
on,
before the show. And it was, do you know what? It was fantastic. I made some sarnies. We had a great time. Borrowed my other half Katie's bum bag to keep me mobile phone.
Why
and
are you not wearing that now?
I just thought I'd take it off just because
stick it on. Don't worry about me.
It wasn't worth the stick.
No.
Do you know what? If I came in here with it on, I'd just put snacks in it.
I might not have given you stick.
Well, do you know what? That's a very good point, actually. I've judged you there.
Yeah, you
and
have.
You might have been open-minded about it, to be honest with you. It's like the whole new Scrabble thing, isn't it?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
It was really, really good. Thea was desperate to see a skeleton. We saw one. Job done.
Now, yesterday, when you said that you were going to the British Museum, we did a little bit of research because, obviously, you were telling us about Thea's wonderful thirst for knowledge.
Thirst for knowledge, about anatomy and that.
Making sure that you were prepped with some of the things that you might see. Egyptian mummies. Do you see them?
We saw mummies. On the point of mummies, is it too late to change the name of them? Because it's so confusing to try and explain what a mummy is that isn't to do with your mum to a five-year-old. She was saying her daddy's mummies too, and I was like, oh, God. Oh, they're just wrapped in bandages.
What about Roman Empire? That was the other one.
There's a brilliant Horrible Histories-esque style, How to Be a Roman. That's great.
Did you go finally to the Love and Desire exhibition?
Listen, I think we've all been on family holidays to Falaraki and they've got them dirty plates. Don't need to explain any of that, thanks.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
And every Wednesday, we do Compo Corner. Basically, giving you the opportunity to vent your fury if life has thrown you a bit of a curveball and you feel like you've not got what you want in return from the galaxy. Get in touch with us, 8-12-15, have a moan, and maybe it'll correct things a little bit.
I'd like to put in a claim myself, if that's all right.
Please do.
So, last 24 hours, I've been home alone, living the dream.
And the internet was off, was it?
And when I got up this morning, I thought to myself, this is where it all started to go wrong. I thought, let's do one good thing. Let's at least get a wash on this morning.
Okay, you know how to party, don't you?
Yeah. And then I thought, right, and then on goes the Xbox. I just got a nice morning to myself and all that kind of thing. The wash finishes and the washing machine hasn't drained properly.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? What's wrong with this? So I get out the instruction manual, start troubleshooting, and it says there's obviously some kind of problem with the drainage pipe or the filter. Give it a clean. So then I have to start doing that. That didn't fix it. So then I go outside and I'm starting to see where the water runoff is, and I start getting up the drain. The outside drain's all blocked.
Oh, my word.
So then I sacrifice a pair of kitchen marigolds to clear that, and I'm getting a sink out, getting a bin liner out, putting all sorts of rubbish that absolutely stunk into it. On goes the washing machine again. Still not draining. I spent a whole 2 hours trying to fix this washing machine, empty the filter, going down the outside drains. Not a single bit of Xbox got played.
See, I worry that this is an elaborate alibi for the fact that you're home alone and then you've been, I don't know, cleaning in the middle of the night and putting stuff into a bin bag.
I don't know why I'm coughing. There was no need.
Okay, that's fine.
There was no need
it's
for
the
me
way my brain works, that's all.
No, I know, but you're a powerful man and people will believe what you say. So I'm just making sure that people don't believe that.
What is interesting, you, and I mean this with the best will in the world, you take more interest in how your tumble dryer and washing machine work than I do.
Yes.
You try and fix them.
I do, yeah.
And I don't know anything about how mine works. And I would say with the washing machine, I don't actually know how to actually make it work properly. I don't do any of that stuff. Katie does it because I always mess it up. Yeah, we don't have any problems with ours. So I almost want to kind of underwrite your claim for compensation because, if anything, you've done your due diligence to make sure you know your washing machine back to front and you're still getting mistakes with it.
Exactly. So you are approving my claim, yeah?
I'm approving your claim.
Thank you.
But I feel like in any way you're maybe getting a bit too involved with the whole thing.
So
like,
I brought it on myself.
You have a little bit because you sometimes mess around with like, oh, I've tried this thing where I've put on an eco wash by programming it in. Just like stay out of it slightly. Do you know what I mean? As we stand right now, what's the situation at home then with the washing machine?
When I get home, I'm going to put on a 90-degree wash to see if that clears the drum.
All right. And as far as the neighbour's concerned, you might do a bit of digging in the night just to bury it in the back of the garden.
I don't need to do any of that.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
We are still getting communique from an hour on after we broke the news that there is a new Gen Z version of Scrabble coming out for it's been found out from Scrabble that Gen Z's don't like being told that the words they've come up with don't exist and they find Scrabble too hard.
I need like an update on like what is a Gen Z. You know, there's different generations. Like, people talk about them, but I'll be honest with you, I don't 100% know which one's which.
I'm not entirely so. Well, I know we're not Gen Z, that's for certain.
My other half, Katie, told me not to be a boomer the other day.
We're not boomers,
baby boomer. We're surely not baby.
We're not boomers. No, we're not.
Are we not? Yeah, we better not be. Anyway, I'm sorry to let you in on the household arguments that we have.
Jed says, I've just invented a Gen Z version of the well-known card game Snap. So no one will be upset. None of the 78 cards are the same. Hours of pain-free fun awaits.
Right, let's move on. Come on.
The noise of the past.
It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decade.
Absolute Radio Noughties.
I thought somebody was coughing, but it's not somebody coughing. It's you playing the sound.
No, it's not. There's no sound there at all. Everything okay?
Was someone right? coughing then?
No, I don't know.
What's going on?
I think sometimes with work, you've been working long hours. Stuff just start, you know, gets in your head. Maybe you just start hearing things.
I do work hard. I do work very hard. You're right.
That's what it is. Yeah. Sound of the Decades, a sound from the noughties. Think about the noughties, the millennium, that kind of thing. Is this a sound that you recognise? Go on.
Let's hear it again. That's a cough.
You reckon it might be a cough?
Adam in South Yorkshire thinks he knows what it is. Adam, how are you?
Living the dream. How are you guys?
What's all that stuff rattling around in the background, Adam? What are you doing?
Oh, just kicking dog's ball.
He's what?
Kicking dog's ball.
Oh, okay. Kicking a dog ball there.
Oh, he would have been up for, what was the phrase from the north that we had earlier on? Put wood in hole.
Wood in hole.
You ever said that to
put
someone about...
Put wood in oil.
You what?
Put wood in oil.
I don't know if you want to pursue this line of conversation.
Google Translate.
Yeah, let's just leave that. Adam, tell us what your day has been like so far. What have you been doing?
Day after day, so just chilling out, a bit of shopping, ready for work again tomorrow.
Richie's just shared during that last song that he's got gammon steaks for tea this evening. What are you having for tea this evening, Adam?
Smiley faces and... dinosaurs, I think.
Right, you can't... He's having a smiley face. You can't just drop into conversation that I'm having gammon steaks. It's like Henry VIII.
I love it. With a little pork chaser.
Adam, when you listen to Home Time, which of all our stations do you choose to enjoy Home Time through?
Usually either 60s or classic rock.
All right, OK.
Favourite band from the 60s?
Stones.
OK, he knows his onions, this fella.
He does.
But does he know his sounds from the noughties?
Well, we're about to find out. Have another listen to this, Adam. What is that sound of the decade that is the noughties?
I think it might be Buzz Lightyear's wings when they pop out.
Are you for real? You reckon?
Well, it's the only guess I've got.
It's a good guess.
It rings a bell, doesn't it?
It does ring a bell.
Yeah. The more you hear it, the more it sounds like it.
Let's hear it one more time.
One more time. Buzz Lightyear's wings.
Okay. That's fine.
Not a toy.
Yeah. I remember the toy. My son's actually got one. Let's find out if that is.
You're a loser.
I thought I might be.
You have lost.
Sorry, Sunshine. Maybe kicking the bowl was like an omen.
Yes, that I think it wasn't right.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's like a kicking ball anyway, losing.
Well, yeah, but we had that. That was the answer of one of them a little while back, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes. I don't know whether you may have been new to the competition, Adam, but a couple of weeks back, one of the sounds actually was Buzz Lightyear's wings.
Oh, no.
Okay, well,
that's rubbish then.
At least you've got smiley faces and chips, whatever, for tea tonight, so that's going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely, living the dream.
Right. Good lad.
No gammon steak, is
there's
it?
No gammon steak, but lovely to speak to you. Wow, there you go. What about that? Someone has picked a thing from a previous decade.
The sound of the decade will return tomorrow in the noughties.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So there's the show. Just to return to what we were talking about at the beginning about Yorkie maybe getting in on the turf of the crunchy by doing a honeycomb version of Yorkie. Wouldn't it be great, though, because I've just finished watching Sopranos. Wouldn't it be great if chocolate bars responded in force if someone got on their turf?
Yes.
Do you know, imagine that? The crunchy people trying to send out a message by maybe firebombing Yorkie's factory.
Well, that's rather...
I'd love to see that.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Just like a send a warning. Do you know what I mean?
He really didn't enjoy...
Sopranos. Amazing.